Democrats and Republicans have their own ideas on just how the state's 7 congressional districts should be redrawn that obviously to varying degrees favor their own interests. But since they could not agree on the matter, it is going to be resolved in court. So, Jody, what is at stake here?
Redistricting will really affect how many Republicans and how many Democrats we send to Congress. Right now, there are 4 Republicans compared to 3 Democrats. That's changed greatly over the last few years. But there are a lot of people anxiously looking to see how these maps will be drawn, to see if their incumbents will have the same districts, if there will be new districts, and basically if the plans favor one party over another. It's a very political process that's gotten this way so far, and I think both parties and a lot of the politicals are anxiously awaiting to see how these lines are going to be drawn.
Mm-hmm. Now, at least 6 different maps were drawn up by both sides, but Republicans accuse Democrats of coming up with districts that would help them gain seats. Democrats say their maps just make things more competitive. Are the arguments really that simple?
Well, it depends how you look at it. According to the Democrats, they like to say that competitive districts is really the main point of congressional redistricting. And they say that their maps have more districts where Democrats and Republicans would really have to fight for the seats to be elected. The Republicans, on the other hand, have submitted maps that they call minimal disruption. In other words, they try to maintain the status quo to a degree and only really tinker with some of the boundaries on, you know, different parts of the map, but basically keeps the congressional districts intact.
Now, the trial that gets underway later this morning in Denver District Court is expected to last about 2 weeks. 10 years ago, the Supreme Court heard the case, and judges threw out every plan that was presented, and they came up with their own boundaries, the ones that we are working with right now. Is that likely to happen again, or could the judge in this case use some of the work that's already been done as a starting point?
Well, he could do one or the other. I mean, he legally could come up with his own maps. But the thinking is that the judge will probably take one of the maps that's been submitted and use that as the basis of the map that he comes up with. In other words, he might use the Democratic map and then tinker with some specifics in the districts and in the boundaries, but use that map as a basis, or perhaps use the Republican map.
And since we've been waiting this long, congressional candidates are sort of in limbo right now about just how their districts will shape up, which gives them a disadvantage when it comes to campaigning for the 2012 election. So what is the time frame for a final ruling on redistricting, and does that resolve the matter?
Well, there's not a legal deadline. In other words, there's no specific date by which time the court has to have an opinion. But think of it this way. If they don't, it can really mess up the election calendar. There are precinct caucuses that are going to be held in February, 2 months earlier than 2 years ago. And people need to know what districts they're running in. Time is of the essence, as they say. And with caucuses coming up, probably we're looking at sometime in early or mid-December as the point where we've got to get these maps done. And as to your question, if this is the final thing, the judge has the ability, if he wanted to send this back to the legislature again. I don't think he's going to do that at this time, but he's probably going to make his decision in December, and that'll be what's in effect for the next 10 years.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope-Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.